Hi, I'm Burke Holland.
And I'm Elijah Manor.
And we're here in historic downtown Franklin, Tennessee at the lovely Grays on Main. And we're here to bring you five things about NPM. Thing number one, you can run NPM init and then answer a billion questions.
Wait. There's a special flag for that. If you do npm init -y, it'll take all the defaults and just make the package JSON for you.
So you don't have to answer the billion questions?
No.
So you're saying npm -y, and then I don't have to answer all those questions?
I just saved you a lot of time.
Wow, that's like half of my life back.
You're welcome.
If you can fix npm install, that's all of my life back.
Well, that's still gonna take some time.
A little more complicated.
Yeah.
Thing number two, sometimes you lose track of all of the NPM scripts that you have, like start, debug, start browser, start server, debug browser. There can be a lot across a lot of different projects. What can we do to help with that?
Well, one simple thing I do when I go to a new project, especially if I'm not familiar with it, I'll just type npm run.
Run.
Enter, and it'll just spit out all the available scripts for
really?
You.
Really? So just run without a script name just spits out all of the scripts that you can run.
Yep.
That's a very handy tip.
And then npm, there's also completion scripts that you can install. And that way you can do npm run, you can start typing and press tab, and it'll actually list out all the matching hits that you could use.
Nice, and that's in the terminal.
Yep.
Thing number three, there's something new out called npx, and it actually comes with npm. What is npx and what does it do?
It's a great question. So if you at least have npm 5.2 or above, you already have it.
Okay.
And it does two main things. One, if you already have packages installed locally, like, for example, ESLint, you could actually play around with it in the terminal instead of being npm scripts. So if you run npx ESLint parameters or whatever, it'll first look locally if it's installed, and if you do have it, it'll use that one instead.
Oh, okay, so you could have it installed locally, but use it like it's installed globally.
Yeah,
does that work?
Yeah.
Well, what happens if I try to use it and it's not installed locally or globally?
Well, that's good. So that's the second thing that it could do. So if you don't have it locally or globally, it'll actually go install it temporarily just so you could use it, and then it just gets rid of it.
Okay, so would that work for something like, say, an npx create React app and then the name without having to install create React
app? That's a great reason to use it because it's always getting the latest version of create React app, so you're not out of date.
Wow, that's fantastic. Oh, because it's so easy for you to get out of date if you install it globally.
Right, yeah.
So that's npx available with npm 5.2 or above. If you've got that, you can use that today.
Yeah.
Thing number four, you can use npm to update your packages, but a lot of times it's not that simple. What are some things that we can do to make package updating a little bit less painful?
It's a great question. So the first step would maybe running something that's native with npm, and you'd say npm space outdated. And that's a tool that'll just run through your package JSON looking to see if there's newer versions of things based on your version range. But it's just a read-only
list. That's a great
list.
Tip. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah.
But you can't do anything. It's just a list of what's okay.
Yeah. So at that point, you'd have to manually install yourself. Or there's another tool that I like to use called npm-check.
That's the name of the package, npm. So on npm, npm-check.
You would install that either globally or use npx. And then you'd use the -u flag. And that will do the same thing. It'll figure out, you know, what's up to date, out of date. It'll give you a list, but then it's interactive. You can actually use a keyboard to select things and tell it, I want these certain ones to be upgraded right now.
Wow, that's fancy schmancy.
Yeah.
And also, there's an extension for Visual Studio Code called VersionLens that puts this information inside your package JSON file that also lets you update, so you can check that out as well.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Number five, it's possible to link NPM packages. And we do this in development to define dependencies between packages. And that's great, but if you link a lot of packages, it can get really hard to manage. Is there anything that we could do to make that easier?
That's a great question. I do this all the time at work. We're always developing multiple slices and packages together. And for me, I always forget, like, well, what do I currently have linked? Am I running the latest or a local version? And there's a nice NPM tool called link-status, and all it does...
So you install that from npm, link-status is the name of the package?
Right, okay. Either globally or use npx. And it will just, based on the project you're in, it'll just list out all your linked dependencies. There's a pretty mode, so it looks pretty, but I mean, that's all it does, but I use it all the time.
Yeah, it's extremely powerful, because otherwise, you just don't know. You're flying completely blind.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm Burke Holland.
And I'm Elijah Manor.
And now you know five things about npm.
Yes!